Dame Eleanor Cobham, Gloucester's wife. In sight of God and us, your guilt is great. Receive the sentence of the law for sins such as by God's book are adjudged to death. You four from hence to prison, back again, from thence unto the place of execution. The witch in Smithfield shall be burnt to ashes, and you three shall be strangled on the gallows. You, madam, for you are more nobly born, despoiled of your honor in your life, shall, after 3 days open penance done, live in your country here in banishment with Sir John Stanley in the Isle of Man.
Welcome is banishment. Welcome were my death.
Eleanor, the law, thou seest, hath judged thee. I cannot justify whom the law condemns. I beseech your majesty, give me leave to go. Sorrow would solace, and mine age would ease.
Stay, Humphrey, Duke of Gloucester. Ere thou go, give up thy staff. Henry will do himself protector thee. And God shall be my hope, my stay, my guide, and lantern to my feet. And go in peace, Humphrey. No less beloved than when thou wert protector to thy king.
I see no reason why a king of years should be to be protected like a child. God and King Henry govern England's helm. Give up your staff, sir, and the king's realm.
My staff. Here, noble Henry is my staff. As willingly do I the same resign, as erst thy father, Henry, made it mine. And even as willing at thy feet, I leave it, as others would ambitiously receive it. Farewell, good king, when I am dead and gone. May honorable peace attend thy throne.
Why? Now is Henry king, and Margaret, and Humphrey, Duke of Gloucester, scarce himself that bears so shrewd a name. Two pulls at once, his lady banished and a limb lopped off, staff of honor wrought. There let it stand where it best fits to be, in Henry's hand.
Thus droops this lofty pine and hangs his sprays. Thus Eleanor's pride dies in her youngest days.
Lords, let him go.
Please it, your majesty, this is the day appointed for the combat, and ready are the appellant and defendant, the armorer and his man, to enter the lists. So please it, your highness, to behold the fight.
Good, my lord, for purposely therefore left I the court to see this quarrel tried.
Of God's name, see the lists and all things fit. Here let them end it, and God defend the right.
Drink to you in a cup of sack, huh? And fear not, neighbour, you shall do well enough.
Here, neighbour, here's a cup of charnico.
And here's a pot of good double beer, neighbour. Drink and fear not your man.
Lady Carrifex, can I pledge you all? And a fig for Peter.
Peter, I drink to thee, and be not feared. Be merry, Peter, and fear not thy master. Fight for credit of the prentices.
I thank you all. Drink, and pray for me, I pray, for I think I've taken my last draught in this world. Here, Robin, and if I die, I give thee my apron. Will, thou shalt have my hammer. And here, Tom, take all the money that I have. Oh, Lord bless me, I pray God, for I'm never able to deal with my master. You have learnt so much sense already.
Come, leave your drinking and fall to blows. Sir, what's thy name?
Peter, forsooth.
Peter, what more?
Thump.
Thump. Then see thou thump thy master well.
Your masters!
I am coming there.
Oh, oh.
As it were, at my man's instigation, to prove him a knave and myself an honest man. And touching the Duke of York, I'll take my death. I'll never mend him any ill. Nor a king, nor a queen. And therefore, Peter, have at thee with a downright blow.
This knave swung against a double.
Sound trumpets. Alarm to the combatants.
Hold, Peter! Hold! I confess treason!
Take away his weapon!
Fellow, thank God and the good wine in thy master's way.
Oh, God, have I overcome my enemies in this presence? Oh, Peter, thou hast prevailed in right.
Go take hence that traitor from our sight, for by his death we do perceive his guilt. And God in justice hath revealed to us the truth and innocence of this poor fellow, which he had thought to have murdered wrongfully. Come, fellow, follow us for thy reward.